Have you ever felt the weight of being misunderstood or rejected? Imagine how Jesus felt as he left Jerusalem, the city he loved, knowing his message of salvation was ignored. This reflection on his final moments before the Passion will stir your heart and deepen your understanding of his sacrifice. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Hello everyone. Today is Good Friday, the day we remember Jesus' passion and death. So, I thought today would be a perfect opportunity to share with you a unique reflection by Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira on the very beginning of Jesus' passion. Specifically, the moment when Jesus leaves Jerusalem after the Passover dinner, after the Last Supper. While today's Gospel reading briefly mentions this moment, the professor's meditation takes us deeper, helping us grasp the weight of that moment in a profound way. I think you'll find it incredibly moving. It sets the stage for everything that follows in our Lord's Passion. So, without further ado, let's dive in and hear what the professor shared. Jesus leaves Jerusalem, but this was no ordinary departure. The Messiah loved the holy city, with its walls covered in glory, with the temple of the living God at its highest point, the place where the chosen people dwelled. For this reason, he preached the good news there with a special tenderness and fought its vices with a particularly ardent vigor. Yet he was rejected. He was now leaving the accursed city. It was night. Jerusalem was resplendent with its lights. Warmth and abundance could be seen in the houses and in the hustle and bustle of the streets. There was a carefree air over a happy and tranquil city. But no one cared for Jesus with all his beauty, grace, wisdom, and goodness. No one noticed that he had left the city, except possibly some passerby who looked at him with indifference. And here comes a striking revelation. The professor shares, the Jews had no need for Jesus. For spiritual guidance, they preferred Annas, Caiaphas, and their confreres. These were the Jewish leaders who helped orchestrate Jesus' arrest. For their temporal needs, they had Herod. They tolerated Pilate with resignation since they had no other choice. With these spiritual and temporal shepherds, they could eat, drink, and entertain themselves at their pleasure, and then ease their conscience with a prayer and sacrifice in the temple. Everything was taken care of in a torpid and conformist manner. He continues, Jesus had come and disturbed this peace. He had spoken of death, judgment, heaven, and hell. He had not understood, those who had rejected his mission believed, that the times did not require this type of preaching. The first duty of a rabbi was to adapt to the times. With knowledge of all the sacred texts, an agile mind, flawless in being able to impress the multitudes, and to attract people with the intimacy of his persuasive colloquies, he seemed intent upon showing the irremediable incompatibility between religion, on the one hand, and an easygoing and unrestrained life on the other. This alliance thus broke in two, it sooner or later would collapse in ruins. This rapture did not perturb him, as it was not reasonable. He had performed miracles to give testimony to the seriousness of his words. Backed by the prestige they conferred upon him, the souls were even more troubled. He taught them that the road to heaven is narrow and emphasized the need for purity, honesty, and uprightness in order to gain entrance. He who preached compassion, did he not pity the struggles of the soul, the dramas of conscience that came as a result? He who preached humility, did he not see the need to follow the example of prudence given by the high priests? On one occasion, it is true, he seemed about to triumph, but the Sanhedrin acted just in time. Opening their money chests generously, they sent emissaries to spread doubts among the people regarding the insolent one. These emissaries were clever, and they knew how to perfectly play the psychologies. The possibilities of the rabbi were eliminated. Jerusalem would not be his. Even better, his death had been decreed and the people would applaud. This death was the last and insignificant corollary to everything. It was just a small police episode. Yes, the case of Jesus of Nazareth was closed. The people could once again give themselves up to pleasure, gold, and the long ceremonies in the temple. Normality would return. Yes, there was a carefree air making everything lighter on that enjoyable and tranquil night. Jesus' preaching had ended, and he left the city because he had nothing more to do. To be associated with the lukewarm and torpid tranquility of conscience was not compatible with his perfection. He had tried to awaken them, but they preferred to sleep. His only attitude could be to leave. To leave meant a complete estrangement, an absolute separation, a total incompatibility. He left, entering the darkness of the night, the lights left behind. He took with him a mere handful of followers. Left behind was everything to do with power, wealth, and human glory. He was going to a poor, isolated place, followed by social nobodies without any cultural qualifications or anything else. The joys of life were left behind. He went to face the desolation of those abandoned, to face the terrible anguish of those who await death. And thus began the Passion of our Lord. If this reflection moved you, as it did me, please let me know in the comments section below. Wishing you all a meaningful Good Friday. Thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description below for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.